Hi. We're here. We're finally doing the thing. We're doing the thing now.
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
And it only took a
All
few
right.
weeks.
It only took 2 months, but let's go. And the interesting part of why it took so long, I think, is really present in what we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Sanctum of the Dark Flame. Sanctum of the Dark Flame.
Flame, Sanctum
Sanctum of
of the Dark Flame.
the
It's been a few months, so we're gonna work that
Yeah.
out.
We'll finally get synchronized
Yes.
at some point. So a lot has happened since we had our last episode. And by a lot, I mean my God, my God's plural.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, the world really went yeah.
It went tits up. It's okay to say that. It definitely went tits up.
Yeah, went a little crazy there.
But you know what? I think it's necessary. I think all of this is 100% necessary.
It definitely is.
Yeah. So since we last talked, we were at the start of our pandemic and how we were dealing with isolation, how to really truly become a solitary witch, and what do you do in times like this? What do you do as just a person? Forget about, practicing the craft. What do you do to rein yourself in and keep yourself comfortable and happy? We're still trying to figure that out since our last episode. Even more has unfolded in the world.
Yeah, definitely. For the few that have somehow tuned out the past events of 2 weeks, and I don't know how the hell you have been unless you've been living under a rock. So for clarification purposes, we are recording this episode on the what's today? The 6th of June. Jesus, it's been that long.
Also, still haven't seen each other, still practicing our social distancing, still not, mingling households. We're still recording.
A few weeks ago, there was the murder of George Floyd and the massive amount of protests that have been happening
Yeah.
around the world, not just in America, but
We have
around the
friends in
world.
Poland that are protesting with us.
So,
Poland, believe it or not, Poland. We have
Poland.
witches protesting with us. In Poland, because of George Floyd.
Look, we made it clear. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. We're against white supremacy and the systems that allow it to continue. I mean,
Yeah,
I would think it's pretty clear.
literally.
We're pretty much minority owned. Just saying, all right? I
We
think we
spread
pretty much
across
covered every minority group
the board.
between the two of us,
Hispanic woman.
Black man. You know, black man, Hispanic exactly. woman.
We literally, I just found out that I'm demisexual. Bisexual,
Hispanic
woman. I had no idea what demisexual was until I was talking to my reptile group, believe it or not. Demisexual is someone who can only be intimate with someone that they have an emotional connection to. And I appreciate that recognition. You know, it's a very bizarre thing. And yeah, so bisexual, demisexual pride, fucking black pride, Hispanic pride, we are proud of who the fuck we are in our little pie sliver of the world. It's not gonna change. We're very proud of who we are, yeah. And that's not going anywhere.
Now, you have a brother podcast, this is a sister one, called Lemme Your Fears, and I know we're gonna go a bit more in depth about how we're all feeling about George Floyd, you know, police brutality, all that. I don't want to say it's difficult for me to talk about, but at the same time, it is.
Why do you think it's difficult to talk about?
Because African Americans have been dealing with police brutality for centuries.
Yeah.
Ever since that first slave ship hit, that's when it began, and the systematic oppression has, you know, started from there.
Yes.
You know, it took so long for people to finally say, hey, this isn't right. But as an African-American male, and I don't know what it, and I can't even begin to think of what it's like for females. This has, like, been going on for decades, you know, like
Generations.
Like, I'm sure, like, you know, for our African-American listeners, I know you've had a family member that's had a bad run-in with the police. That's fact. That's 100% fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great to see the world finally stand up. I'm just kind of upset that it took so long. It took
so long and so
all of this.
So many fucking
lives. Yeah, so long. So many lives. There's that Twitter post going around about, you know, it took a pandemic, the Amish, witches, white people, everybody to say, to get, you know, those four convictions and those four officers. And now it isn't, it's, the fight still isn't done. You know, no. You have Breonna Taylor. You have McPhee.
Yeah.
You have Khalid. I don't want to.
You know, I mean, there are so many names we could fucking write a novel.
Yeah, like there are so many names. Those are the ones that we know about. That's the crazy part about it. All right, so let me give some advice, because I know there's a lot of people protesting. There's a lot of. And at the same time, there are a lot of people that can't protest for various reasons. Some are not physically able to. We still have a whole pandemic going on.
Right.
So I understand people that don't want to, that are immunocompromised or at risk, that can't. And I have people that live with elderly people that can't go out and protest because they're afraid that they'll pass the virus on. So, of course, we're going to have a link to resources in the show notes to various organizations that you can donate to, that you can, if you are white, that you can, you know, read about the systematic oppression of racism. Because, you know, now ain't the time to ask a black person about how things work, where there are books and, you know, Google out there.
Educate yourself.
Yes, educate please yourself. Educate yourself.
You know, so, there's also a documentary on Netflix called The 13th, and it focuses yes. on the 13th Amendment. And if you haven't watched that yet, it's been out for like 2, maybe 3 years. Get on it. Watch the fucking
yeah.
documentary.
You can also, you can also watch When They See Us.
Mm.
If you know about the Central Park Five, now the Exonerated Five. I will admit I haven't seen it because it's difficult for me to see. I just reading it. Man.
Right. The point I think yeah. the point with the we lived through that. Like that's in our generation. That's 30 not
years ago?
That's not even old.
30 years
that
ago?
That happened like almost
and then
that happened yeah. when we were kids. That happened, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. About early 90s.
Sean Bell.
I
all these different names.
I'm sorry. Go on. Yeah.
Yes.
There's, you know, Khalif Browder, who he was walking home. Cops decided to do a random search on him, put him away in jail for no fucking reason. He finally got out of jail. And then wound up committing suicide.
I mean, you're putting a young man in one of the most infamous prisons in the world. Everyone knows Rikers. Everyone knows what it is. It is, again, one of the worst prisons in the world. And you put a young man that did nothing wrong in a building with some, you know, killers, rapists, you put him in that environment, and then, of course, it's going to affect his mind in unimaginable ways, to the point where he felt he couldn't progress and had to take his own life, which is so sad. But if you are a witch that wants to protest or help, again, you can always donate. You can do protection spells or bottles for yourself or people that are protesting. I went to a protest yesterday with a friend of ours, Samantha. And, you know, it was very moving to see the younger generation speak. There's so much I want to say, but it's like I don't know what to say. First, it's just to see years of anger and pain and resentment just manifest itself into something I never thought we would see in our own lifetime, which is a revolution. Now people have woken up to it and seen, hey, shit has to change for the better, and now we're all in this, you know. We're pro police reform. Look, just don't be fucking racist, all right? Don't be a piece of shit racist. Get out of your own comfort zone. Learn and grow better. That's it.
There's definitely a lot that we want to say on Let Me Your Fears, but on Sanctum of the Dark Flame, we are pro Black Lives Matter, and we want to see a change in the world. Whatever we have to do, we have to do. And I am happy and lucky and privileged enough to have a platform to speak. And I hope that anybody listening or anyone out there, if you have that opportunity, that privilege, please, please use it. Speak your mind. Help us. Help their cause. Help the cause. Please. It wouldn't take any of your day away from you. Understand that Black Lives Matter. This is a problem that we have been dealing with for decades. Upon decades upon decades.
So that's pretty much our stance.
And that's, yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
On that note, I want to, I can't, the irony of this whole thing, we've been planning to do this episode for weeks.
Yeah. It's so ironic. Yeah. Literally for weeks. Like, okay. So, David and I have been trying to have an episode on current events and craft culture for a while. Yeah. Our last one we did back when this all started, which was late March? And that was about mental health, how we as practitioners and craft people were dealing with the pandemic and our own mental health. And since then, people woke up. And we have been trying, like David was saying, for a long time to finally kind of come together, not that we're physically together, practicing social distancing. We're still recording via phone. We're doing our best to reach everybody, but, you know, it was still pushed off right up until this whole situation came to a head.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been planning some of these subjects for weeks, like,
Well, the first subject is back in, what was it, like, April?
Back in the before times.
You know, the land before time times. There was this girl named April who summoned a hoodoo voodoo Santeria giddy that came to her. Most people know him as Papa Legba. And then she died. So how about that?
Yeah.
How that works. Like, what do we think about that? I mean, oh my God.
Don't mess with shit you don't understand. I think that's the main lesson of this whole thing.
That's
don't,
the point.
Don't mess with shit you don't
understand. For sure, that's the point. So let's go into a little bit of history and cultural integrity about Papa Legba. So Papa Legba is this, and please, it's okay, call me out, tell me if I'm saying something wrong or if I'm mispronouncing something. Gede, that when summoned can create change, open doors, and bring new opportunity into your life. He is associated with Haitian voodoo and hoodoo and West African culture. A very, very interesting spirit that is deeply ingrained in these religions. So when we correlate him to what's going on today and what happened to this woman, you have to think, okay, what did she do wrong in her spell work? Or what happened? What were her reasons? Or how did she even come across trying to summon Papa Legba? You know?
I mean, you know. Did she know what she was doing? Like, because, you know, Papa Legba is like a guardian.
He's almost like, to give our audience a better understanding of who Papa Legba is.
For the ones that don't know, because we have a lot of people that, you know, oh, it's Nordic gods, and what's Santeria, and what's voodoo. Look, like we said before, if you want to be a guest, and you have of a various different religions and pantheons of God, please come and email us and we'll set something up. Because
that's what we're into. Hashtag, that's our fetish. So let us know.
Yes, but, please let us know.
Papa Legba is, I hate saying this because he is not exactly like this god, but the most relatable god that most people know about is Loki, which is a Norse god, the Norse god of chaos and change and opportunity. He is akin to that, but not exactly. Papa Legba is his own deity, and he originates in West Africa, at least to what we know originates in West Africa. He is a god who was originally a fertility god that transformed and became the god of crossroads, a god of opportunities, you know, bringing on things like that. People associate him as being a loa of bringing people from our world into the next world. He is basically like the gatekeeper of Styx. He if you want to go even further back, he is akin to the River Styx. He is the guardian. He is the person who brings one soul over to the other side. So he has a very special and very powerful place in a lot of West African and Haitian voodoo practices.
Yeah,
he really deserves his own place,
yeah,
in our culture. But unfortunately, I suppose with this person, I don't know.
I mean, and you know, he.
You tell me. What do you think?
And you know, as the keeper of the crossroads, a lot of people conflate him with the devil, but there's no devil in voodoo ceremonies.
No. There's no hell and there's no heaven.
Again, we could be wrong. Just gently point that out to us. Gently point that out to us if we are.
Yeah. Be nice.
Yes.
Be nice to us.
Like, we're still learning, and you know, people want Papa Legba in their favor. But again, she did it to like get back at an ex-boyfriend. Really? That's what you do? That's your life choice?
Hard oof from me. Hard hoard oof from this guy over here.
I mean, you know, whatever ritual she learned from the internet, because that's what I'm guessing. She learned that shit from the internet. thinking, oh, I'm going to get Papa Leg about my favor. Nope. Nope, that's a bad life choice.
Yeah, don't do that. Also, Papa Legba is, all right, one of the things associated with him is tobacco.
Yes, tobacco.
And good quality tobacco, smoke, things like that. If you're going to at least give offering to any deity, do it right.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. I mean, you know, traditionally, for those who are listening and learning about Papa Legba, he's associated with good tobacco, as I previously stated, good alcohol, like decent. Give him like a good fucking shot of tequila, and bring him your favorite candy.
Well, yes, you know, there are popular offerings like, you know, coffee, rum, coconut, cigars, pipe tobacco, peanuts, pennies. Oh, yeah. If you want good favor, well, just leave pennies around. Watch out with those pennies. Yeah, right. Yeah, leave the pennies around the house for, you know, the curry favor with Papa Legba. And breads, you know.
But yeah, exactly. Things like that. If you are looking into having Papa Legba be a part of your regular life, it's the same thing. Okay, I associate, or I can, to understanding these types of gods, because I am a polytheistic Satanist, so a lot of work that I do is particularly with daemons that are spontaneous. They may not understand you, and they may not do what you ask them to do. That comes with the territory.
Yeah, like, this isn't like God on demand, like, Papa Legba, I want you to do this and this for me, and they'll exactly do it. No. That's not how the world works, okay?
No. There is no checklist. There is no proper way to deal with these deities. And part of that, you will understand once you start practicing, or if you are a practitioner, you have personal experience. But one thing that I find very interesting about witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, Santeria, and those arts in particular, is that there are very, very few written scriptures of how we are to practice and how we are to do what we think is right for the God that we are talking to.
Yes.
And part of the reason, I think, is because it is so unique. It is so individualized.
Yeah.
That you cannot give somebody a handbook and say, check off number one, check off letter B, check off anything like that. That is not the case.
No, of course not. And then the other reason is with Santeria, because it's based on African religion, but as you know, with slavery, people were being oppressed and they couldn't practice their religion openly. So in the creation of Santeria, West African gods got worshipped under the guise of saints, of Christian saints, and that's how they were able to practice their religion. It's hidden.
Exactly.
In a hidden matter. And there is an excellent book called Santeria, The Religion, Faith, Rites, and Magic, World Religion, and Magic by McGean Gonzalez Whitner. Great book. It's very detailed about different aspects of religion. She's done her research. It's in depth. I have the book. So, recommended.
You have all the time in the world. It's a pandemic. Get the book. Get your book. Read it. So, yeah, I mean, as far as hoodoo, and Santeria, really make sure you respect the ones that came before you.
Yes, please do, because it's not a game. No. It's not a joke, and you can really wreak havoc.
Regardless,
on your life as this young,
I should say, it does not matter what your ethnicity is.
It doesn't.
As long as you practice properly.
Yes, please practice properly.
Just practice properly.
Let's be clear. There are many practitioners of Fudu Santeria of many different ethnicities and races. As long as you practice that shit correctly with respect and you learn from someone that has been in the religion, that knows what they're doing, you should be fine. You should be.
Yeah.
You should be fine.
Another thing David and I were talking about earlier was witches in pop culture.
Yes. Yes.
So researching witches in pop culture, everybody stumbles upon Stevie Nicks. And I love her. White Witch, she's been on American Horror Story. She has spent the past, I don't know, 30, 40 years of her life making music, making magic, and really helping us in a very feminine, very beautiful way to understand and appreciate magic and self-empowerment. But in today's culture, who do we have that is current? Stevie Nicks still, after all of this time, makes herself relevant in our culture as Americans. American Horror Story is a huge example of how we see Stevie Nicks. But there has to be more. There just has to be.
Of course.
So right now, we're backpedaling and we're going into the 90s to our women who really have stood tried and true to practicing witchcraft.
Oh yeah, so of course we have the ultimate movie for all budding witches. Yes. If you're a witch in the 90s, probably saw that.
Give me more.
That was your go-to movie, wasn't it?
Oh, please. Yes. That practical magic, but practical magic takes a back burner to the craft.
I knew your ways. So So we have two in that cast. We have Rachel True. Shout out to her.
Right.
No, like she's on Instagram. She like does tarot readings and everything. Like she plays no games.
I love her.
And then we have, of course, Nancy herself, Farouk Balk. She's been practicing for years, and she even had a store.
I had no idea.
For many years. And she sold stuff. Rachel True, she gives tarot readings. She's very active on social media. You know, we there are a lot of Tom Brady's wife. Tom Brady's wife.
Well, we knew about that.
Yeah, Tom Brady's wife. Because apparently, you know, couldn't win a Super Bowl without her. We have Bjork.
No.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Give me Bjork. I'm totally cool with that.
You know, Florence, you did way more research
than I did. All I saw was bullshit.
Ah, Gabrielle Anwar.
Who is that?
From the show Burn Notice?
Oh my god. Stop. Her?
Yes.
Oh my god. Yes. I love it. Go on.
Yeah, so those are just the examples of entertainers that have said, hey, I practice, and this is who I am.
Thankfully, they're using their platform to say, hey, you know, I do this, I practice this. So that's awesome. That's a lot of people. A lot of strong women.
Yeah.
I love that. I wish we had some men that were kind of mixed in with that, but I'm...
Oh, there's a man.
Besides Aleister Crowley, go on.
The singer of Godsmack. Guitarist, Sully Erna?
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah, I don't listen to Godsmack. Yeah.
I don't listen to them in particular, but I am...
I don't either.
No one listens to Godsmack. What year is it? Robin Williams, what year is it? I don't listen.
What year is it?
No.
Yeah. So, and since we have to wrap this up, in closing, I hope everyone is safe during this whole multi-layered event going on.
It's an onion.
Whether you're protesting, we support you and stand up for your rights. So, yeah, and I think that's pretty much sums it up on my end.
I just want to say thank you for the people in the past that stood up for our rights. The people that are continuing to be there and are still standing up for our rights. We need love and unity in a time like this. We need people to come together to appreciate what we have and to understand what we don't have. And I hope people listening to this will look about them, their lives, and evaluate what's truly important and do something. That's all I can ask. Welcome to the dark flame. This is a sanctum.
In many, many ways.
So, that's all I can say.
Yeah. I think that sums it up.
For sure.
Again, be safe.
Be aware.
Racists, get the fuck out. That's all I'm saying. If you're a racist and listen to us, bye.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's a door. Walk through it.
That's it. Simple, easy. Don't make me have to fucking stand up and do something. Just get the fuck out of the fucking way.
Yeah. You can not listen to us. That'll be great. You know.
For that.
We'll find a way. You know? Great, you know? But for everyone else, you know, be safe. Help out in any way you can. Donate. Protest. Do some protection spells for others. If they are going out there and protesting, and if you want them to be safe, you can do that also for our witches out there. And for the people that aren't witches that want to do something, you know. Throw up a prayer or two. And I think I've said everything that needs to be said on Sanctum. You'll get the full gamut on Limbing Your Fears, that's for damn sure.
Can't wait for that. I'm ready.
Can't wait for that one.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. All right. But for everyone else, have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this. And be safe.
Be aware and blessed fucking be.
Never thought you would hear that on Sanctum, would you? Blessed be.
Blessed be.